the raven with the fishtail. He was carrying it around, walking on the beaches. And all of a sudden, he saw Mr. and Mrs. Bear. Oh, this is Mr. and Mrs. Bear. I'm telling it in English. And he came to the place that both of the bears were, they were growling at him. They didn't want him around. And then the bear kept on trying to be friendly. So the Mr. Bear had some halibutang in his smokehouse. And the raven says to this bear and said, "If you want to get more halibut, I have just the right bait for it." But he didn't tell them that it was a fishtail. "I have just the right kind of bait for it. If my aunt, your wife is my aunt through my father, and we can go out, my aunt's husband, you can go out with me, and I'll fill up your boat in no time, then we'll bring it ashore. We'll help your wife hang them up, clean them up and everything." And so he finally convinced the bear. They went out, but the raven has another sidekick. It was the cormorant bird. So he was sitting behind him or up in front behind the Mr. Bear. And then he didn't let the bear see what he was baiting his hook with. He let it go down. He was using this fishtail. And then he kept on getting fish after fish until that boat was loaded. Finally, the bear asked him, "What do you have for a bait anyway? I want to try your style of baiting." "You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that," the raven said. It's very crucial thing." "And so, even if it's that crucial, let me try it. Just tell me what to do. You won't like it a bit. It hurts. It hurts." And so the bear kept on begging the raven to show what kind of bait he was using. And finally the raven said, "All right. You have to cut part of your penis out and put it on your bait. It will hurt you, but it just for a little while it will hurt you." And so so the bear did that. He was screaming and howling. "It won't hurt anymore. So put it on your hook and go let it go down into the water." And so he did. But the bear died before he caught a fish. That was the purpose. And so he towed the bear ashore on the other side of the point. And then the cormorant was saying, "You did something wrong. His wife gonna find out about it. From who I am, I'm gonna tell on you." And so the raven said, "You better not." "No, I will. I will." And then the raven told the cormorant, "Stick your tongue way out." And then the cormorant did that. He stuck his tongue way out, and the raven pinched it off as far back as he can reach. And then, "Now talk." Nobody would understand him. So he took the cormorant and the load of fish back to the lady. And she was so happy that they got a boatload first time. And the raven said, "I'm gonna cook the stomachs of this fish, this halibut stomachs. So just throw the bigger ones to me. I'm gonna do the cooking while you're cleaning the fish. Where is my husband? Oh, he's on the other side of the point. He's making new halibut hooks. Because we broke all of ours. He's gonna come around pretty soon, maybe by dinner time or after dinner." And so she went to work on the fish. And the raven, he cut all that halibut stomachs. He put little rocks in them. He heat them. He put that helmet, stomach, put it around the little rocks, and then he put it in that boiling water. And around the rocks, the helmet stomach was already cooked, and so he called the lady, "It's time to eat now. People don't chew my food, they just swallow it. They just swallow it whole. It's no good to chew my cooking. So you have to swallow it hard, just the whole thing." And so those hot rocks, she was swallowing them right after another. And then he gave her some cold water to drink. And then it started to steam in her stomach. And she stood up and running around. Her stomach was real warm, and that, "Some more cold water, some more cold water, it'll go away now. Some more cold water," and she died too. And so she brought, the raven brought the other Mr. Brown Bear, and he skinned it and cleaned it, the lady too. And he lived there for a while until he finished all the halibut and the two bears. That's the way the story ended. Maybe you can translate into Tlingit.
Could you tell them what it's like, too?
Yeah, I could.